Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-mm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back to Full Coverage. I'm Manny Hemingway.
And I am Laura Lee.
And we're just a bunch of full coverage.
It was too much.
The octaves were way too high for you. And my ear is about blown out.
I am so sorry for everybody watching and listening with headphones. Yes. I would like to formally apologize to you.
Formula. Whoa. I lost my chair. Okay, wait. No, okay. So can we just talk about the fact that this is our first episode that we're actually filming since our first episode? What? Okay, no, it's like, this is our first episode. Like, the first three were pre-uploaded. Mm-hmm. So now we actually get to see the feedback.
This is our first episode where we get to talk about the feedback, because we had pre-filmed so much before we released the podcast, because we wanted you guys to be able to have consistent rolled out podcast episodes.
Yeah.
So now we're back in the studio and we're going to talk about these goddamn tablecloths.
Not the cloth. We're talking
about it. We have been harder. My top, guys. If you see the tops of my bra, it's not
let
me.
Let her have it. Let her have it.
Don't comment about that either. Actually, do. I don't care. The tablecloths.
You guys, if you were watching on YouTube.
We did something awful.
If you're watching on YouTube. We have these tablecloths here, and the amount of comments we get about the tablecloths. How we don't iron the tablecloth. This isn't our studio, you guys. We are filming here, but this isn't our studio. We're actually working on it currently, though. So we will say that, like, we're actually currently working on the setup right now. Like, Laura bought a bunch of stuff last night.
Yep.
And I'm not paying her back for it.
He is, or I will sue him. I will sue him. And we'll make an episode about it.
I'll be selling Laura.
Yes. We're both building out a podcast studio, guys. Mm-hmm. This is so kindly our studio lets us use this space to get our podcast.
Studio 71.
And we are so grateful. We're grateful for these tablecloths. Mm-hmm. We're grateful for these flat screens. Someone said, y'all can afford 3 flat screens, but not a good tablecloth.
I'm like, they're not even our flat screens.
I'm like, these are not ours, but thank you.
Oh, my God.
We understand you're heated.
We understand your concern.
Passionate.
Intense.
About the tablecloths, but things are changing. Give us time.
We're working on it right now. This is episode 4.
We hear you. We see you.
It's so crazy, like, the fact that this is episode 4. Like, I feel like we just started the podcast journey. We're already on episode 4.
I agree.
Like, that's wild to me.
Shocking.
And, like, we've actually been able to see episode 1, 2, and 3 and, like, see the feedback from it. And people seem to really be liking it.
Yes, we've gotten a ton. Also from other influencers. Like, every time we hang out or we see someone, they're like, wow, I've really... Like, people are never like, wow, I watched your YouTube video.
Oh, never.
Your Instagram picture was so cool. But people are literally like, wait, let's talk about full coverage.
Which is kind of cool because it's like, it's a whole different thing. It's like, it's such a different vibe. Like, doing the podcast is such a different vibe for me, and it's a different vibe for Laura. I saw so many comments that were like, I love seeing Laura curse. And I'm like, I know. This is like how Laura is. Like, this is like the cool thing about it is like, we're just like this. But our channels are a little bit more proper,
reserved, a little more proper.
Good brand deals. You know? You gotta be more brand friendly and aware.
But if you guys did hang out with me, that's what you would experience, a lot of F-bombs.
A lot of F-bombs.
Yeah.
A lot of F-bombs.
I've always cussed a lot.
I know. But it's just funny that, like, because people are so surprised because they don't hear you curse normally.
Yeah, shook.
They're like, why did she just say fuck?
And you I'm
like,
what's because crazy? She always my says that. My niece Erin, she doesn't cuss in front of me.
Oh.
And it bothers me because she cusses with her friends. And I've seen her, like, on her, like, Finsta account, like, saying cuss words in a caption. I'm like, don't. But I'm like, why won't you cuss in front of me?
That's so weird that she doesn't cuss in front of you.
I know. And you know I'm a cusser, so.
I know. You're your own crackhead.
I'm a sailor.
Like, I can't. But we just want to say we're appreciative of all the feedback because we're looking through the comments and we're looking through the reviews. Like, we want it to be like the most dope ass podcast that we can possibly make it.
And just give us a little time and we'll get there. But based off your feedback, it's very helpful.
You guys, today's main topic,
ooh,
I'm a little gooped. I'm a little gagged because it's going to be basically about family vloggers and are they exploiting their kids?
Period.
Period.
You said it. That's what it is.
Period.
That's what our topic is today. We're going to be deep diving into that. A couple different scenarios that have come up recently. Mm-hmm, we're going to be talking about that. And we're going to talk about a little bit what goes behind the scenes of actually creating vlogs and stuff and like why we think it could be exploiting a little bit.
I mean, spoiler alert, I think it's exploitive for sure. But we're going to explain a little bit more like what we think about it. So it's definitely more of a serious topic, but I think it's a topic that definitely needs to be discussed, especially because we are influencers and we are in the space and, you know, we see
so much.
I feel
like
much.
We know more because we actually, I have a full vlog channel. Like, we know what it's like to film these types of videos and make these thumbnails and do all these things because we do them and we've been doing them for the past 8 years. So, like, I think it could be good to talk about from our perspective.
I mean, that's what this whole podcast is about, is just our perspective. It's just fun, sitting down, shooting the shit, but also, like, being able to tackle on big topics that we feel like actually do deserve to be discussed.
I feel like today is a big topic.
I do, too, and I think it's really important to talk about, and I think that there should definitely be some change happening in the family space specifically.
Okay, but before we jump into that, let's talk about, we got some feedback and you guys want to hear more about us.
Mm-hmm,
so we're down. Manny, let's hear about a date you went on last night.
Okay, guys, so I've actually went on, in the last 6 weeks, I've been on like 3 dates.
And Manny has quit dating for a while now, so this is kind of a lot.
This is a big deal. Three dates for me in like 6 weeks is like actually a shock to our systems here.
Yeah.
But I went on a date last night as well, and it was with the same guy I went on a date with on Friday or Thursday. So we had date number two, and
which
it was really
rare,
good.
Which is kind of rare.
For me, you guys, I'm very, like, after the first date, I'm like,
no, the situations you've described to me, there's no way in hell they would be getting a second date from me either. So, like, I'm not going to even say you're picky or like a prude.
But you know right away. Like I know right away.
People are crazy.
Yeah, but see, for me, like, I know right away if I'm going to go on a second date. Like, almost
because
in, like, halfway through.
There's like 18 red flags.
Exactly. I mean, honestly, you guys, I went on a date recently that was like pretty rough. Let's talk about the rough one.
Which one? There's two.
I know, but the rougher one.
Date. I want to talk about that one.
Yeah, so we went out to eat and he had DM'd me on Instagram. And usually I'm very, like, aware of, like, DMs. I'm like, you know who I am. Like, I always play into this, like, I work in marketing on Google.
You like to find someone anywhere than online. Than on social media, I should say.
I don't like them to know what I do.
Exactly.
Because I get freaked out that they're going to, like, use me in some weird way. I don't know. Freaks me out.
It's like, in the gay world, like, you wear makeup for your job, but, like, you do not wear...
Not for a living.
Yeah, you're not going to be going out to dinner and stuff wearing makeup. So,
no. It's so like I'm scared they're going to think that.
They get the wrong impression of you.
Yes.
Because
I'm doing
for work. Follow you online.
Mm-hmm. And it's almost like, this is what I do for... I mean, I guess technically it is what I do for a living, but it's not, like, the life I live every day.
It's not.
Like, it's just, like, I'm a really, really casual guy, but I obviously turn it on and I'm glam and stuff like that. Like, I do all that, too. But I don't like them to have that impression of me. I want them to get to know me as Manny, not Manny MUA.
Exactly.
You know? So we went on a date, and when we were, like, talking, he would send these, like, massive paragraph text messages.
Me. He just, like, scrolled through.
I just scrolled.
It was shocking how much he would type to Manny, and Manny would hit him with a bow at once.
That's so crazy.
And another paragraph would come through.
Six.
Six.
Like six paragraphs. So shocking. I was like, I should have known like this was going to be like an awkward situation. So we go to dinner and like I've never met anyone that talked more than he did in my entire life in the way of like on a date. Like I didn't even know someone could talk that much physically.
Did you assume due to the text that the date was going to go somewhat like this?
I didn't. I just thought like, oh, maybe he's just like a really like long texter.
Yeah.
It's fine. Like maybe he just texts a long time. This was like a whole different situation. Like it was I'm talking to the point where I told Laura that we both ordered the same thing. I had finished my entire meal and he had taken one bite of his.
I feel like if I were in your situation, I would literally start to have a really bad anxiety attack.
I was.
Because I would feel like I'm about to be trapped there all night because this dude ain't eating.
He's not eating.
So how am I getting out of this?
So then what happened was like what really weirded me out, like this is the part like that kind of freaked me out, was when he's like, he stops talking like mid-sentence and he's like, okay, so what I tell my friends is that I will be eating because I don't like to talk and eat at the same time. So I need you to talk now the whole time and I'm just going to eat and like I won't say anything while you talk.
So this bothers me a lot because I feel like this is a controlling thing and I would be like, sweetheart, you're not going
to
tell me
when
I'm going to be talking and when you're going to be talking. We can talk back and forth organically or I don't need to be here.
Exactly.
Because I felt like that was his way of kind of controlling you and maybe he doesn't even see it that way.
Hey,
like
he probably doesn't.
But that is controlling.
But it is like a definite weird control, like needing to be like in this like thing. And it was so weird because it almost like felt like I got put on the spot, like I have to tell a story so that like, he can eat his food while I'm talking. And so it was just like a really those kind of awkward instances just kept happening and kept happening, and finally I was like, okay, like let's go. Like we literally like the last people in the restaurant. I'm like, I'm trying to leave. And so we were outside and like he kept bringing up more stories, and so I ended up standing outside by my car for like 40 minutes.
Oh.
Because he kept talking and I didn't like want to be rude and I want to be like, okay, I got to go, bye. Like yeah. I wanted to, but I just don't want to be rude like on a date.
Is
like,
this person lonely and doesn't have someone to talk to?
Correct.
Okay, got it.
I think, I don't know. I don't know their life. It was our first date, but I could only imagine.
Yeah.
But it was rough. So that was like one of my rougher experiences, and this is like
okay,
in the past couple weeks.
What about this new date?
It was good.
Oh.
So I've been on dates with three different guys, right? So one guy was like that one. It was just rough. The second one, not as terrible, but definitely not good.
Yeah.
And this one was like good. Like rating wise, it's rated.
You're getting there.
We have like the first one was like a 3 out of 10.
Girl.
Bad. The next one was like 5 out of 10.
Okay.
Not as bad. This was like, I would say like an 8 or a 9.
Ooh. Oh my
so that's
God.
Like
kind this was
of great.
Really good. Is so, he cute?
I think he's really cute.
Oh. Can I ask where you met this person?
So the gag is, here I don't want to like call it out like crazy or anything like that, but I commented on his TikTok.
What?
And he DM'd me on Instagram and was like, you just like commented on my TikTok. And I was like, yeah, like I think that's really dope. Like the story that he had said. And then we just started talking and that's kind of like how it happened.
Oh,
which was like
God.
Kind of wild. I'm like,
how
dude, like
organic,
what?
Kinda,
it was like almost like
kinda.
It just felt like real.
Yeah, very
like
real.
Felt really real. So we've been on 2 dates already and it's like gone really well. And I don't want to like say too much, obviously, because I don't like to like, I don't know, I'm like this type of weird person where I like don't like to say too much about something.
Yeah.
Because then I get like, my hopes up in like this weird way and like I'll build it up. And like if I
talk too much. It builds it up
more.
Too much, the more you talk
yes.
about it, the more it builds it
if
up.
If I talk about it too much, like I get built up and then something bad happens. It's like having to explain to your friends like, yeah, it didn't work.
Because they're going to ask. Well, I quit asking.
I know. Laura's really great about it because she used to be the type of person that would paint a picket fence for me after date one.
I would literally be planning the wedding.
She literally, after date one,
I was
planning
awful.
The wedding. But like, it's because you're happy for me and you're
I
excited.
I know. I get really excited.
But it's good. So I'm just going to kind of keep it good. Keep it going. I don't want to put any pressure on it. I feel like pressure in dating is like the worst thing. So I just want to be like very just pressure free.
That makes me really happy.
Thanks.
Tell
me about your week.
What did I do this week?
What didn't you do?
Oh my God. See, that's very me.
Yeah, I know.
By the way, guys, I'm a workaholic. Mm-hmm. Manny's used to that. I've been a workaholic since the day you've met me.
Absolutely.
Nothing has changed. I went to Joshua Tree at the end of last week.
Uh-huh.
Wait,
and
it's
how was
Monday.
It?
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
Right. Was that this week? It was really good. We had a great time. I love being in the desert. So peaceful. Plus, I love heat.
It's a sickness.
It is a sickness.
You guys, it's a sickness.
Laura
has a sickness.
I love heat. Mm-hmm. I love warm air, and you get a lot of that in the desert.
She likes hot air.
I like hot air.
That's when you know she's unwell.
It feels like a hug from the earth.
Mm, okay. Mm. Okay. Mother Nature.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And then I worked all weekend, and then Sunday I spent it redoing my office at Larly Los Angeles. I finished that this morning.
Oh, my God. Already?
I finished
it. In one day?
Well, technically, kind of, because I worked all day Sunday and then a half day today on it to add the finishing touches, and it's done.
And you're obsessed.
I'll show it to you. Okay, I have a video of it. But that video is coming out on my channel. You guys will see that. And then I got ready and came here. But also, we launched Brushes with Laura Lee Los Angeles.
Yes. That sold out, mind you.
They sold out. Guys,
they're so gorgeous.
Thank you.
I'm obsessed with them. Seriously.
They're coming back in January, and we don't have all the brushes, but we do have a couple of them in individual stock.
Yeah, yeah.
But there are slim pickings on the website.
Yeah, yeah.
but they're coming back in January. That's a really long time away, so I'll remind you guys in January. But tell me what's happening with Lunar.
We have a launch coming at the end of this
what
month.
What are you launching?
I'm not going to say. What the fuck?
I'm just trying to get good content for the podcast.
I know. No, but honestly, you guys, so what I will say, like pod exclusive, I guess, is that, like, obviously I came out with Moonspell a few years ago. This is in that realm. It's in that
realm. I'll tell you guys what it is.
Don't you dare. It's in that realm. So it's definitely going to be along the, like, lines of it being more of like an October Halloween-y type
so
launch.
So you have a launch coming in October, you say?
At the end of this month or early October. It's one of those.
Right,
like, depending
around the corner.
It's right around the corner. It's literally like weeks away.
We love it. So guys, be on the lookout for that. Lunarbeauty.com. I repeat, lunarbeauty.com.
LauraLeeSanchez.com.
Lunarbeauty.com.
.com.
All right, well, guys, we're going to take a break there.
Yes. I was using.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail? I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's ANGI.com.
Okay, guys, and we are back in the browser feet.
No, I'm just kidding. Back in the browser field. Hey.
Okay, guys, by the way, we're also going to be doing, of course, the secret segment at the very end. We have our main segment, and then we have the secrets at the end, so don't forget to stay tuned
for that, because you're going to want to hear these secrets that I don't even know what they
are yet. Y'all, like, the secrets, I can't.
They get out of control.
Do you know what I was thinking? Like, we talked about this earlier. It's like, what if we had it where they could, like, people can send us our secret, like, the secrets audially.
Oh yeah, we want you guys. So we're asking a lot from you guys, but
we're asking a lot.
We want, like, if you want advice or a secret. Mm-hmm. So basically, you could tell us your secret, and then we would pick you, and you could send a voice note.
Yeah, if you would like. Yeah, if you want us to, like,
we
do
want your voice on this.
Yeah, like, we would literally play you to the microphone and be like, "You can say your secret." And if you don't want to do a voice, that's totally fine. But I think it'd be kind of fun.
Yeah,
and a way to be like included in that way, or asking for advice, and it would be your voice.
It would still be anonymous.
Absolutely.
So it would just be your voice. So if you're comfortable, if some of you guys are comfortable with it, let us know. We'd love to get your voice on camera.
We always need more backstory. Voice. That's why.
We need more backstory, because then we have to make assumptions and we don't like doing that.
Exactly.
Or like with the situation with advice, we're like, well, is it like this or like that? Uh-huh. We feel like we could get more information and dive a little deeper.
Yeah. And a minute voice note? Come on.
Come
on. That's way more to get. You can get more out, you know?
Exactly.
But that's just like a little thing that we were thinking about doing. What do you guys think? Let us know if you guys want to include your voices. That'd be fun. Okay, let's start off.
All right, our main topic today. So basically, the thing that prompted this episode was Sam's page. She posted, Here for the Tea, she had posted Jordan Cheyenne getting her son to make certain poses to look very sad for a thumbnail. I believe their dog died.
Their dog is like sick.
The dog was sick.
The dog died.
The dog was sick, not doing well. So they kind of talked about that, I assume, in the vlog. I didn't watch the vlog.
Same.
And then it led to, I guess she left the footage in the video.
I think she forgot to edit it out.
She forgot to edit out the footage of her getting her thumbnail, which was her asking her son to make poses of crying and being sad and them being really sad, which did go on for quite a long time. But I'll say this, I've never met Jordan, but I have talked to her.
No way.
Years and years ago.
Uh-huh.
I feel like I remember like DMing with her a little bit because we were both coming up on YouTube. She's had her YouTube channel for a really long time. And we were both, so we would like talk a little bit, but I haven't talked to her in probably like 4 or 5 years. So I didn't really know what was going on in her world.
Right.
I didn't know that she had, like, I guess a family channel.
Yeah, like a vlogging family channel.
It's a vlog channel. So I was really interested to see this.
But the video, like, honestly, when I first watched it, I saw it on Twitter.
Okay.
And then I saw it on Sam's page too.
That's
and
right.
Then
you I was told like, me you saw it on Twitter.
I felt like, honestly, like physically ill. Like, it made me feel very uncomfortable because I had, not only did I feel bad for the kid, I had like secondhand embarrassment, like at the same exact time, because it was like the part that broke me. This is the part that made me sad. Like, because like if the kid's acting, the mom's acting, like they're all acting and it's like a show, then like, okay. But the fact that the kid was like, I'm really crying, like I'm really upset. Like when she's like, no, do this. And she's like coaching him to do this like sad thumbnail, this sad situation. She's like, no, like come lean on me, cry more, have your mouth open. Like these things.
Yeah.
He's like, Mom, I'm sad. Like I'm crying for reals.
How old do you think her son is?
I have no
idea. Just for context. I have no idea.
But he looks like he's like 10.
He does look young.
Like a very young kid. And so that's the part that really, really made me upset. I was like, dude, like for you to like be coaching him when he's already upset is like what part that felt really weird to me.
And honestly, if she had just like held the camera up and they were sad talking.
Right. Screenshot it, baby.
Screenshot it. And
quick.
You know, okay, every YouTuber's done that, you know, looked a little sad or just like
totally.
Did a screen grab that's like would be more appealing for clicks. But the thing that stood out for me is it did go on for a long.
It was long.
What felt like a really long time, like of the posing. And I even said to Manny watching, I said, girl, you got the shot. Why do you keep on?
Like, why are you harboring for like this, like weird, like you're trying to pull out this like
eradicate
weird
emotion.
Yes. Like she's trying to like pull out this emotion out of it. And it made me just feel so uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. I felt so uncomfortable and I just felt so sick. And like the gag is like when I'm watching that, like because she left it in on accident, obviously. Could you imagine like how many things like this happen but like are edited out of family vlogging videos?
Oh, wow, yeah.
And that's like, kind of what prompted us to have this conversation because it's like, who is protecting these kids?
Yeah.
At the end of the day, like genuinely, like obviously like as a parent, you're going to be protective of your kid, but like who is there advocating for
the
kids?
There's no one.
And
not,
I don't believe
there's
anyone.
Not in the YouTube space.
Not in the YouTube space.
There's no one in the YouTube space. Now in the traditional world, meaning movies, TV shows, that world, acting, singing, there is.
Yes. There's like a whole, like, there's very specific rules.
A lot of laws with children acting and things like that.
Mm-hmm. About you can be only on set for a certain amount of time. You have to do like schooling in between. Like there's like these very, very strict guidelines for kids in like traditional Hollywood world. But now that YouTube's coming up and like it's becoming its own thing in this social media world, when are the guidelines going to start appearing for kids?
My thing is, it's like, I don't know. It's a hard conversation because the story developed a little further. Jordan's had this channel, I know, for at least as long as I've had mine, because I used to talk to her so long ago, like in the earlier stages of my channel. She had over 500,000 subscribers. She deleted her whole channel.
Wow. Like, that's insane. Like, I didn't.
She did say, like, I guess, I don't know. Was it a lot of hate that she got because of this? Like, a lot of people were upset by the video, and so it caused her just to delete the channel entirely.
It probably was that. I think that had a lot to do with the fact that, like, she was getting death threats and, like, those kind of crazy things, which are
they take it
way too fucking far every fucking time.
Every time.
Like, obviously, the situation is horrible and it's gross. Like, I obviously felt uncomfortable.
But she doesn't need to die in this situation. Like, this is, like, ludicrous.
Like, the kid is physically okay.
Literally.
So, it's, like, people take it to this whole different level. And it's, like, also horrible because it's, like, I would feel, like, wanting to delete my channel, too.
Yeah.
If I had a child on my channel that, like, that, like, people can, like, find your address online.
Yeah.
Like, it's scary to think that, like, these kids could be susceptible to things because they're living their life online with their family.
It does seem to show that she would kind of do whatever she needed to do to protect her child since the situation came out. Like, she went as far as to delete an entire
the whole channel. Not just the videos of him,
channel. No, the whole channel for years. So it does seem like, as a mother, she would kind of do what she needs to do to protect her child.
Yeah.
So that's good. I hate that she had to delete her whole channel because, like, again, I don't believe in cancel culture, and I believe she could learn from this situation and then do it over again and do it right. Like, we all make mistakes. She made a big mistake here. It went on way too long, and even then, it's like, I don't know, you definitely don't have to have a child do all that to get views on a video. Like, you don't. Like, I've made over 1,000 videos on my channel, and I know you don't have to do all that to get a thumbnail. So it was just like kind of, it was very cringy. Hate it watching it, hate it seeing it.
Same. I will say, though, I do appreciate the fact that she apologized.
Did she?
She did. She did apologize for it. She did a whole video. She was like, honestly, I fucked up.
Like, on her Instagram?
I think she made a video about it.
On YouTube?
Her channel is gone, so you can't really tell. Yeah. So, but she did have a video up that was like, I take full responsibility. Like, she really did own up her shit.
That's good.
Which I very much appreciate it. But the thing is, when you're doing a video talking about owning up your shit and you bring in the whole, like, but no one deserves to get death threats. It kind of throws the people's mind into, like, being like, oh, feel bad for me.
Yeah.
And, like, you kind of can't do that when you're, like, just trying to own your shit. You shouldn't be, like, being like, oh, but, like, don't send me mean comments and death threats because that's really inappropriate. I mean, which obviously it is, but in that situation, you gotta just own your shit
and just say sorry.
And say sorry, and you move forward, and your actions always speak louder than words.
But we've been through the thick of it, and we learned that the hard way.
We learned it literally the hard way. That's why, like, I feel like even talking about these things is, like, you can't be making these kind of apology videos and being like, but, like, X, Y, and Z.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, no. You own your shit.
It's so hard because when you're in the situation, you're like, listen, I fully understand where I went wrong, but I'm not going to kill myself, so please stop asking me to.
Totally.
But the problem is, like, you can't say that second part.
No.
No one wants to hear it.
No one wants to hear it because they want to hear you own your shit, and they want to hear what you're going to be able to do to move forward and make it, like, you
better.
Making amends for what the action was. How are you going to fix it? You can't just, like, go, because then it starts to be like, because when you say things like that, it starts to be like, oh, well, like, feel bad for me because I'm getting these threats.
Right.
And it's like, you're deviating from the situation.
Yeah.
And you have to stay focused on what it actually is.
Yeah.
And that's what the issue was. And I will say, I appreciate the fact that she did apologize because I think that's absolutely so commendable. And apologizing is hard. As human beings, like, we don't want to admit that we're wrong.
I can't imagine how hard it was to make that video.
Oh, me too. Especially because it, like, revolves your own child.
Yeah.
And we don't have kids that came out of us.
I'm sure she's not an evil person. I'm sure she doesn't have ill will to force her child to do crazy things. I think she had a lapse of judgment.
You get caught up.
She got caught up. Mm-hmm. And baby, nothing will catch you up quicker than social media views, clout, you know, trying to have the success of it. But I think a single mom.
I don't know.
I think she is. I could be wrong on that, but I think she's a single mom, and I can't imagine doing that and trying to make ends meet. So you can get caught up in these situations where you may have a lapse of judgment and make bad decisions.
Mm-hmm. And I think that because obviously the situation with the dog was like a whole different stressor on them. I can't even imagine the kind of stress, like, having, like, your pet being in the hospital, like, how stressful that situation would be. And, like, having that stress combined with social media and, like, doing all these things, like, you do get caught up in it.
Yeah.
But I don't think, or don't want to think, that she's a bad person at all.
Yeah, me either.
Like, I don't want to think that. I don't want to think that. I always give people the benefit of the doubt.
I honestly cannot remember specifically my conversations I had with her a long time ago. Mm-hmm. But if I was talking to her, it's probably because I enjoyed her channel. You know, totally. Enjoyed her and didn't think that she was a bad person. So, and I don't think she's a bad person. I think she made a big mistake and she's gone now, though.
Yeah.
So...
Which is like also wild
in
itself.
It's so wild to see someone delete their whole channel.
Yeah. We'll have to like do a follow up on it if she comes back or something like that. Like,
can
we'll
you
have to...
bring your channel back?
I have no idea.
I
or
don't
starting
either.
A new channel. I have no idea.
Holly.
Like, I have no
Girl,
idea.
That's a lot of
but
work.
If she does, you guys, we'll definitely give you like a follow up on the pod.
Yeah.
If like things were
I
to come from that.
I do hope the best for her and her
Me
child
too.
Overall.
Me too. I think that she definitely, I mean, like just from when she was talking about like, she owned her shit,
mm-hmm.
and I think that she said she's like, I'm never gonna have him in my channel again.
Oh, she
said
have
that.
To do that. It's like a part of her life, you
I know?
But I know whenever you're in the heat of the moment, you're like, I will do whatever to show that mm-hmm. my child comes first.
Absolutely.
And she's clearly trying to do that, but yeah.
Because that, but to her, that's probably her thinking like, well, this is like the most I can possibly do to appease people in this moment,
yeah.
and maybe she feel like, you know, and maybe like having her. Having him in her channel did like cloud her judgment in some way. Who knows? Like,
yeah.
I don't know her life.
Yeah.
I can only like just kind of, you know, sympathize with certain situations going on. But I think
yeah.
that, I think it's good. I think it's good that she is taking a little break.
Yeah.
I think taking a break is super important.
I think it is too, because honestly, whenever you're getting that much backlash, it is hard to function, speaking from experience.
As a human being,
as a human being, you cannot function. You cannot think clearly.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing makes sense.
Yeah.
And you can't figure out how to fix it. Your brain is going 100 miles per hour at all times, but yet your nerves are at the very end and you are in your worst mental health.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a really bad time to try to, I don't want to say fix anything, but try to help the situation. So the break
mm-hmm.
is where you can let that calm down and really start thinking clearly.
Yeah, it's like fanning the flame.
Yeah.
When you start to try to like, you know, fix everything, mm-hmm. you know, so-called fixing, quote unquote, it's fanning the flame, and you got to really just take a second back and just focus on you and take a mental break of like, okay, this is what happened. I have to evaluate it for myself and figure out what's going on, and then we can move forward.
Okay, let's talk about a much, much, much bigger family vlog channel that just got in some hot water for a thumbnail scandal.
Oh
yet
my
again.
God, yes.
Yes, another thumbnail
yes.
scandal.
This is the LeBrants, right?
The LeBrants. So I would say the Ace family and the LeBrant family are the two
biggest.
They are the two biggest family vlog channels.
Mm-hmm.
Some may have more subscribers, but if we're talking about viewership and integration, they are the two biggest.
What is a family vlogging channel?
A family vlogging channel is where basically it's like a reality TV show for
mm-hmm.
people who have a number of children in their family.
Yeah.
And they film specifically with their children in every video.
And it's basically about them and their kids' lives. And it's showing everything in the whole process of their kids growing up. And it's basically like, when you think about it in a real way, like it's so invasive.
It's
in this like
yeah.
weird way. Like it makes me feel like, oh my God, if my parents posted all my home videos from when I was 3 years old, making like a fool of myself, and me seeing it now, I'd be like, why would you do that?
Yeah.
Because it feels like it's almost like
invasive
in a weird way, because they have no say. They're kids.
Yeah. And they don't care at the time being, because that's all they know.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like an interesting world. I'm not against family vlogging, but again, there does need to be regulations, and
mm.
it's like a space where things, it's like a gray area, because
it
it's like, you know, a lot of it isn't good, and a lot of it can be great. And I think there's like this amazing, like, I don't know, people like love it. Like
yeah.
they love to watch it. And I think it's because people have families and they like to see
yeah.
how other families live. It's relatable. They don't want to watch a 20-year-old bop around LA getting fast food and buying clothes.
Right.
That's not their life. They
yes.
want to watch a real family raising kids, because that's what they're doing. And that's really cool that we have that space. But of course, everything in moderation. And I feel like we definitely crossed the line of that.
Multiple times.
So the LeBrant family just got in trouble because they made a thumbnail and like a video title that alluded to one of their children having cancer, which was not the case
oh
at all.
Oh my gosh. And it's so not okay. It's so not
so
okay.
So the dad put out, Cole.
Okay.
He put out an apology. I believe that's his name.
Okay.
Oh my God, what if it's not?
No, I think it is. I feel like it is.
Wow. He's going to be like, thanks a
He's
lot.
He's like, dang, it's not even a fucking
name. He had to go out and put out an apology on his IG story and change the thumbnail of the video. But I'm like, dude.
See, this is like, this starts to remind me of when like Logan Forrest situation
is,
where it's like,
this is, yep.
Where it's like you're going on this path and you're just trying to get more views and how much more intense can I make this video? Mm-hmm. And like clickbaiting that your child has cancer is a fucking
it's never okay.
Whole different situation. And yeah. It's not okay. Like you, see, this is what I'm talking about, like the exploitation. And listen, me and Laura are coming from a place of like, we're YouTubers. We don't have our own personal like little kids like this. We can't be like, you can't have a channel. Like, we are not doing that.
Yeah.
But it's just like our personal opinion as people who do social media for a living and know how much work that goes into it.
It kind of seems like there begins to get, with anything, a little greed behind it. Because it's like, you already Absolutely. Have these huge, successful channels. And now you're willing to take it to, you know, have no judgment there and take it to no end to get keep those views going instead of just being honest.
And just honestly being content and happy with what you have at that moment.
Yeah.
Which is like, honestly, a big part of I feel like our growth is like we are happy with how things are.
Yeah.
Like we're content and we're happy and we obviously of course want things to be better, but we're not like doing the craziest things to get views anymore.
Yeah.
Like we're not doing those kind of crazy things.
Mm-mm.
Where it's like I think that you kind of fall into that when you're always chasing the views.
When you're chasing those views, you will fall into it. Ace Family does it too. I mean, girl. We're not going to like just skim right over them and pretend like they're angels.
They absolutely do. And the thing is, it's funny because I know recently I saw a thing where Catherine, she's like, we never clickbait our channel. I'm not kidding. She literally said this in a video. She's like, we never clickbait our videos. Thank God we don't do that. And I'm like, of
you
course
have
you
the
do.
Craziest thumbnails and
like, are you?
I've
are we
seen.
Not on the same plane
here?
Are we on the same plane? Because you absolutely do.
Yeah,
and that's just Fendi facts.
So, I think there's a lot going on with family channels, and we keep getting little glimpses of it, and it seems to get uglier and uglier the more we see.
I know, because I think you're starting to like. It's like almost like the wool is being. It's like the sheath
the thing.
It's getting
lifted.
Thinner and thinner.
And
maybe
yeah,
the ozone layer
clear.
Gets thinner and thinner.
The ozone layer will be gone soon.
I mean, literally, that's a whole different conversation.
That's a whole different conversation. Some people aren't ready for.
Yes, that's a whole different conversation, but it will happen.
So let's talk about, because you know what vlogging is. I know what vlogging is. Mm-hmm. How much work goes into vlogging? So you guys see these little families holding up these cameras, yep. Hee hee ha ha, mm-hmm. posting a 20-minute video or however long their video may be.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all you see. And it seems totally fine. Mm-hmm. What's the issue?
But there's so much more things that are being recorded. So usually when you're getting, let's say, a 20-minute vlog, you're probably recording like hours worth of footage
hours.
To get that kind of
hours.
Content fit into a 20-minute. Because you're like, you only trying to take the best moments to put into this vlog. So imagine like, let's say like a kid's like, oh, but I don't want to do that today.
Oh, too bad.
What happens? Like, does a parent be like, well, too bad you're going to film today?
Oh, I don't know.
See, that's like what like, that's like the weird thing.
It's like a worrisome thing.
That's like a worrisome thing, right?
Where there should be like some regulations there.
Yes.
I mean, I guess not regulations. Like, if you don't want to film today, you don't have to do anything today. You know what I mean?
Totally.
Might be like, no, you're going to enjoy the family and be with us. Now, we did look up a lot of vlog family channels mm-hmm. that aren't as big as
yeah.
these getting millions of views, and it seems like they only post like once a month.
Once a week.
Or once a week. Mm-hmm. And it's like, that's fine.
I mean, that, I feel like that's.
That's a family
I don't feel like
activity.
That's exploiting.
There's no way.
I don't feel like that's. I don't feel like that's exploitation. If you're using their kids,
because that means one day out of 7 days in that week, you guys are doing something on camera. It's fine.
It's fine. Like that. I think that's a whole different situation. But I think that's like if you're uploading 3 to 4 times a week.
Jesus.
With the kids,
that's work. And let
that's
me tell
work.
You, these family channels. They're all, it's not scripted, but they all have a plan. So it's mm-hmm. not like they're just picking up the camera, filming a video for you. They have a plan for that day.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't want to say they're acting, but they are
they're
putting on a show.
Yeah, they're
putting a show on for you.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it is just weird because you start to think of a, like, okay, well then when a kid is like, let's say a newborn,
mm-hmm.
like, recording stuff like that, it's fine. Like, the kid depends on you. It's not like the kid can even say anything,
right?
It's just like, oh, we're just like, that's literally family videos. Like, at that point, it's like you're just recording a newborn. It's like cute, it's whatever. Like, that's fine. You're not exploiting it. Like, I don't think it's exploiting in a way because
yeah.
you're not not forcing the kids to do anything.
Yeah.
But when you get into like toddler phase where it's like five, well, six,
start
seven,
doing things they for start you. Doing
things for you and they where they can like start bringing in or like, I don't know, whatever it might be, it starts to get a little hairy because it's like, what if the kid doesn't want to film that day? That's kind of like the weird situation where it's like.
Or it's like, are you asking your kid to film too much and to be on too much where it's like can affect them growing up?
Right. And also like, is it affecting their actual childhood?
No, I get it because you got to think.
Are they homeschooled? Because like that's
I would
a whole,
think some of them are, definitely. I would think so definitely. Too,
but then I feel like does that not take away from their actual childhood?
Are they homeschooled? But see, I don't know if they're homeschooled. None Neither. Of them may be.
Yeah, maybe they're not.
But I will say this. Now, them doing it does give the child a better life tenfold. Like
100%.
Like they have a ton of money. The child is definitely going to grow benefit. Up with money. Yeah. The children are going to benefit and they're going to totally. Benefit in the long run. It's the exact same thing because I was thinking about it. It's literally the same thing as child star. A child star, their parents make them the star. The child never wakes up one morning and is like, I want to be an actor and you're going to make me. No, it's always the parents that do it and like put their it's children like the stage into moms. Them. Yes.
They're like,
and so many
do that.
Like literally benefit off of it and become famous. Look at Ariana Grande. I mean, there's so many and they're fine and they are famous for the rest of their lives and they seem to be somewhat grateful for it because they now don't have to work a regular job. They now can follow a passion or dream and make a ton of money doing it and have all that fame. But a lot grow up and they never want to be famous anymore. And that's fine too because a lot of them vanish.
Totally.
They just quit, which is an option. So I do feel like they are trying to set their children up for success, hopefully. I mean, God, I don't know.
We can only pray.
You know, and that way that child already has like a following and kind of a career started where they can like passionately live out a dream rather than join the workforce. But if that child grows up and doesn't want that, then they will have to go into hiding.
Right. Or like.
Because they will be so known.
Right. And then like it's like, is the parent going to be like, no, well, you can't like leave or you can't like do X, Y, and Z. And that's why I think it is important to have like things in place because like even like when we're talking about like Ariana Grande or actors and child actors and stuff like that, like again, there's all these rules in place for child actors and, you know, kids on movies and like there's just so many different stipulations. But don't you think that social media should have their own version of stipulations for the kids?
Absolutely.
And like what could that be?
But especially it's like these vlog channels that get so big. It's like so intense. So it's kind of like, I don't know. It's like there definitely should be a regulation. The only thing is like there's no way in hell YouTube is ever going to be like, we're going to send someone out to your house. Because the thing is when they film and do music, kids do. It's on sets where there is legally someone there. Whereas vloggers, it's more free. And so it's like a hard space. Like how would you actually
regulate it?
I
don't know.
Right?
That's like, I feel like that's like where the conversation is that like.
Let's open the conversation. Open but I'll be honest. I don't know.
I don't either. I don't know
like
either.
How they would do that.
I saw a friend of mine, Hannah Smoky Glow, uploaded a couple months ago about child vlogging and like a video about child vloggers and, you know, about family channels. And she had like suggestions in that video. And I remember watching it and being like, this is really, really smart to have these different kind of different like rules and speculation, but I don't know how any of those can be implemented. Yeah. That's the hard part. Is
there's
that like
also
you can
channels
suggest
that's not even vlog channels? Like look at Ryan; he's one of the most earning channels,
right?
On like opening YouTube toys. That has ever, and it's a kid opening toys. I'm not trying to allude to anything, but I mean the kid does put in a lot of work. Mm-hmm. So it's like it's not just family vloggers; it's anybody who has a child that they are uploading videos of that child on YouTube. There does need to be a regulation. I don't know what that looks like.
I don't either. I think there's definitely something to like. Okay, the idea of let's say that the parents aren't in it for the right reasons. Like let's just say a random family. We don't know anyone, obviously.
Okay.
But let's say like. Is there a direct stipend for the kid for when they grow up, when they're 18?
I
that
think
they get?
Definitely, the kid needs to be getting a cut.
They need to be getting
but
a cut.
But the child actors, I think they have to be like a certain age to get a cut. So I was listening to Mila Kunis was a child actor. Her parents, I believe they came from Russia. I listened to her on a podcast and she was a child actor and she wanted it and loved it, like every single drop of it and like always wanted it. It's what her parents wanted her to do and it's what she ended up
wanting
to
do. Yeah.
So it worked out, but it was something with the money. I can't remember, like a certain age, you get to start getting a percentage of your earnings.
But see, but YouTube doesn't do that.
I know.
So like, I bet actors do have some type of rule in place in some way that they are able to get,
but
like,
not on YouTube.
But on YouTube. And that's why it's like, well, if you're including the children in every single thing, shouldn't there be an account specific for the children? Like,
yeah.
For like, we're not saying pull it out at 5.
Yeah.
Like, fill out the money and like, they can do whatever they want. But like, maybe at the age of 18, like, it goes into effect and they can pull out that money for like college fund.
Because I'm going to say this and I may not know what I'm talking about here, so I'll disclaim that, but the Ace family clearly has made millions. They have 3 kids now.
Mm-hmm.
Multi-millions, but yet every day is their house is being foreclosed. This is happening. He's being sued for $100 million. So
yeah.
These kids are going to do all this and walk off with nothing? I don't know. That may not happen. They may walk off with millions, but what it seems like is happening is like,
well, if the parents are sued for all the money that they're worth, and all the kid, mind you, the kids are really, really young, and we're not saying that they're like, you know, put to work. We don't know their life or anything like that. But like, shouldn't they get something?
Yeah.
If they're grown,
exactly.
If they're helping the parents' channel grow,
yeah.
And it becomes a family channel, shouldn't the kids get something?
Get something. And legally, there should be like.
And legally, there should be, or there should be some type of like rule on like YouTube where it's like, are you a family channel?
Right.
Like, click.
Right.
And like, different rules go into effect for a family channel, let's say, than like a single vlogger.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, there should be like little stipulations and different little things that can go into effect for them.
To protect the kids.
You know what I saw recently?
Oh my God.
That was
kind
of cracking me up.
What?
So they were.
Who?
So you know how Austin basically always has like cheating rumors against him?
Always.
Like, literally.
Period.
9 times out of 10.
You can literally Google his name. This is
cheating
not
rumors.
This is not new news.
This isn't new news. There was a video, and it was Catherine, and she was like walking to her car, and it was like the paparazzi following her.
Okay.
And they're like, hey, so what do you think about the cheating rumors? And she's like, no, it's like, you know, it's not happening, da da da. She was very just like,
whatever,
like,
dismissed.
And he's like, well, what do you think about Tana and Trisha like calling you out and stuff like that? And she's like, I don't know who they are. Thank you so much. She's like, I never heard of them.
Just like, and you haven't heard of the cheating rumors.
Yeah. And it was just funny to me because you gave me such a reminder of like, you know, Mariah is very like, I don't know her.
Oh, yes.
I don't know her.
I don't know her.
It was very like, I don't know her. And I'm like, baby, I know you know exactly who they are. But it's just like funny that that was like the answer. And like, it just like, because I feel like they're always in the news for something.
Always. And you'll never get an answer out of any of them.
No. But it's also like, in a way, like, for them not answering those kind of questions, let's say they don't want to address, like, let's say, Austin cheating.
Yeah.
But, like, that could be them protecting their kids, too.
Yeah, right.
You know?
I mean, because their kids are going to have to grow up.
With that.
With that.
Like, let's say they're 18 years old and like, or they're in school, and they're like, oh, is it true that your dad was, like, a cheater?
Do you know what
Dude.
I think? I'm just going to throw in Laura thoughts. I think that he has probably ran around so much that I think they're in an open relationship.
Probably.
And because they run this family
is
channel.
Is that our speculation?
This is speculation.
With peace and love, this is our speculation.
This is me speculating.
Yeah.
So I think that they run this family channel, so they can't openly say we're in an open marriage where we kind of do whatever we want. Mm-hmm. But I think they're in an open I think their marriage is open.
I mean, even if, let's say, even if it's not and she's not open.
Okay.
If he is, I feel like she knows something.
Girl.
She knows something, Lord. And you can't convince me she doesn't.
No.
Period.
Absolutely.
Or she's just like trying to be
I think she doesn't care.
Oh, I think so. I don't think she cares.
I
either.
Genuinely think she doesn't give a shit. Like,
I think
that
they're
she's
in it for
the coin.
It's an act.
It's
the
an
whole thing.
Act. It's all an act. Collect the checks. Honestly, honestly, it's not. It is stupid, but it's not stupid. It's a business move.
I mean, for them, it literally is a pure business.
It is a business. They are running a business.
So we think this is all speculation. Our opinion, allegedly.
Yeah. Yes.
We're not going to get sued this podcast.
I wish more drama channels would announce when they're speculating instead of just speculating.
This is our speculation.
We're speculating.
Yeah, we're currently speculating.
You guys can join us in the comments.
No, because we, like, this is the fun part about getting to do the pod with Laura is that, like, conversations that we're able to have and, like, we think about these things and we'll, like, say them out, like, well, what do you think? And it's always like, well, what do you think? Because we don't know, right?
Yeah.
We don't know the answers to all these things. So it's fun for us to be able to open the conversation to you guys, too. Like, well, what do you guys think? In the comment section, like, if you're watching on YouTube, you get a comment or, you know, leave us a review on Apple Podcasts, wherever it is. We just kind of like to have the open topics of discussion.
Right.
Because we feel, like, especially after the whole Jordan Tran thing, like, that there needs to be, like,
Some regulations
going on there. Happening for family vlogging.
Yeah.
Because there's just so much, because like potentially there could be so much that goes into it. You know, it could be not, they could easily just be like, oh, you don't want to film today? Okay, cool, sounds good. And then like just not let the kid film and like just do whatever the heck they want to do.
So what do you feel about celebs? Like Kylie Jenner's pregnant now.
Right.
So she,
oh my God, yes, yes. Oh, that's so cute.
Miss Kylie's yes. on to her second.
Yes, so cute. I love that for
congratulations,
her.
Congratulations, Miss Kylie. We're happy for you. So what do you think? I mean, the Kardashians film, Keeping Up with the Kardashians right. for 20 years.
Uh-huh. When Kendall and Kylie were kids.
Oh, yeah. They were mm-hmm. kids growing up on that. And then now they have their kids on it.
See, well, I think the thing is for me, mm-hmm. I think that Kendall is Kendall Jenner and she'll always be Kendall Jenner. Mm-hmm. And she's built her entire empire off being Kendall. Mm-hmm. She hasn't built it off Stormy.
No.
And that's where the difference for me, like, this is where the family vlogger thing gets into it, because it's like your family vlogging and your entire essence revolves around you and your kids.
There was already an empire before there were children.
Exactly. And like, did the children help? I'm sure it does.
Yeah.
You know, like, you see a photo definitely. With a child, oh, they're getting more likes.
I mean, look at hello. Like when they announce they're having a new baby or like having blows a baby up. Or they post with their kids.
Trending on Twitter.
When any influencer posts with their kids.
More likes.
More likes.
It's just what it is, because people like to see that connection, that happiness.
They do.
Because honestly, a lot of time when you're posting a photo with your kid, you're just happier.
Yeah.
You exude this happiness that just like, ugh.
And
you double
love
tap.
It. People love it. And people it. Love it. You get more likes. So get more clout, get more comments.
Yes, exactly.
And so there's a lot to benefit from it. Mm-hmm. So I think just as YouTubers, though, I do think celebrities in the field do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. So, you know, maybe not only influencers should be... I feel like influencers get held liable for so much, but totally. Then celebrities do the exact same thing. Mm-hmm. And it's like, but they're a celebrity.
Yep.
And it's like, wait, no, it's a child. It's doing the same thing. Mm-hmm. So you have to think of it that way, because there's so many celebrities out there that don't even show their kids' face. Kristen Cavallari doesn't.
Which I appreciate, though,
she has three
in
kids.
A way.
They don't show Dax Shepard, Kristen mm-hmm. Bell. They have two girls. They don't show their face ever. Mm-hmm. So it can be their choice to be famous if they want to. I don't think there's an issue with showing your child. I mean, mm-hmm. if your mother is an icon, then your mother is an icon, for
absolutely.
God's sakes.
You can't help it.
You were born into that, uh-huh. just as other people are born into different situations. That's the hand that you are dealt. Mm-hmm. So I don't see an issue with like showing your babies, posting with your babies. It's just like people always have to take it too far and yep. to the point where we need regulation.
Exactly, and that's kind of where we got to this point now, and I feel like the camel's back has been broken, mm-hmm. and it is, we're currently here, and it's like, dude, like, we're so far gone now. Like, it's like, you see these videos, and you see these things happening, and it's like, you see, obviously, the brands. Like,
it makes you worrisome.
It makes you freaked out, because it's like, okay, well, people take a mile from an inch,
yeah,
and it's like, dude, like, it could have been such a nice thing, but then people just have to take it so much farther than it right. needs to go.
Right.
And now I think that there actually does need to be regulations in the social media sphere. But see, like I was saying, like, I think the difference is that family vlogging is dedicated to them and their kids. And that's how they built their brand, was them and their children. Mm-hmm. The celebrities, most of the time, they're celebrities and their kid, they already had it. Mm-hmm. And the kids included, but like, they're not part of the brand.
They're not famous because of their kids.
They're not famous because of their kids.
Whereas vlog channels are famous because. Do you think?
Exactly.
I'll ask you a question. Do you think sometimes vlogger family channel have more kids to get more views?
Yes.
I do too.
I dead ass do. I think that they see their engagement when they're pregnant mm-hmm. or when they're about to have another kid mm-hmm. that it goes up, mm-hmm. and I think that they'll want to have more kids because it like. Spikes it back
Honey,
up again.
That blows it up. More money.
I mean, this is, again, our opinion.
That's
this is what we personally think. We're speculating. This is what we just think. And, you know, it's an open topic of discussion. Like, that's like the fun part about the pod. Again, comment whatever you guys want to comment. But, like, to me, like, that's what it looks like on the outside
it
looking in.
It does seem that way. Especially if you're on our side of things.
Yeah.
When you're on our side of things and you know incomes and you know what yes. you get for this and you know what you get for that.
How much work goes into it.
You know how much work is
happening.
Going into it. It makes you start to think differently.
You think a little deeper about it.
You think a little deeper. You uh-huh. start to see through a little clearer.
Uh-huh.
Because it's already in our realm, in our world.
Right.
We know how all that works. So it does lead you to maybe think that they are possibly growing these families huge. For more views, more clout, more attention. I mean, mm-hmm. the more views, the thing is, it's not always about being famous. It's about making money. And
yep.
the more you get attention anywhere on social media, the more money you're going to be making. Period.
Period.
So that's what makes us think those things.
Yeah. I honestly can't help but think that. Like,
yeah,
I do.
I know.
I can't help it.
I
wish I didn't. I wish my mind didn't go there immediately. And I'm just like, oh, I hope that they're just having kids for fun.
And yeah.
But like, so then, but why are you posting more?
Yeah.
when you have the kid. Like you post, like, let's say if you went from posting once a week to five times a week.
Once you've had a new kid,
that's like.
It does seem like a disingenuous situation.
It seems fishy. It seems a little fishy to me because it's like, are you taking advantage of the new likes?
Yeah.
And the new engagement. Like, it's weird.
Are you having children for
engagement?
What? That's so crazy.
See, I can't help it because we're influencers. We can't help but think that.
Exactly.
Maybe that's so not what it is.
No, it could not be. It could not be.
It could not be.
We just know too much information. We just know so much.
Mm-hmm. And that it makes us speculate. And, like, you know, people be doing crazy shit for views. That's why I say it.
Yeah.
They do the craziest shit for views. And I'm like, would you have a kid for views?
Yeah.
Like, dead ass.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And I feel like they would.
I would have a kid for views.
You're a fucking liar. You would have had it by now.
I know. Every mom wants me to have a kid. I'm like, yeah. I know. Yeah. If I have a kid, I'll put it on social media.
Well, yeah, because it's part of your life, though. Yeah. It's part of your life. But again,
I didn't build my career off of your kid.
That's a whole different situation.
It is different.
You can always include your kid in your life. Obviously, like, share what you want to share. But when it becomes this thing where it's like you depend on your kid for it,
that's where the issue lies.
Because then you start to think of your kid as a fucking check.
As an asset. Like
a check.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Yeah.
Like, that's really scary. You have to really reevaluate. I mean, even if you're a freaking vloggers out there, if you're listening to us, probably not. But, like, you gotta freaking be careful.
Yeah.
Because it's really, like, I mean, I don't know if it's easy, but it definitely can become a thing where you see your kid as a check.
Do you know what I've learned in life? And this is learned through horrible experiences and good experiences. Uh-huh. Anything, this may sound random, but it kind of reminds me of this. I've noticed that anything that I really, really want in life, like so eagerly and so badly, and I want to manifest and I want to make it happen no matter what, like mm-hmm. a goal or whatever that may be. Mm-hmm. I noticed that life, it works out so much better if you put your hard work in mm-hmm. and then you just kind of sit back and be really patient for things to come your way. But it's not about just doing things. And I mean, it's not about not doing anything and be like, I'm just going to manifest and this is just going to come to me.
Totally.
Put in the work and then good things come your way. But what leads me to that conversation is family channels will go to no end to make things happen, and that's right. where you get yourself in trouble.
And this is when situations happen, like LeBrant and Jordan Cheyenne and things like that, uh-huh. where you took it too far because you were trying to find mm-hmm. this like thing.
You want it so bad. You want those views so bad. You want that clout so bad. You'll do anything
for it. And you cannot like sacrifice your kids for that.
And because now can't. You got people making a podcast about it.
Exactly. Because, I mean, honestly, it's a very serious thing.
It is.
It's your children. Like, they need to be
protected
and looked out for. And, you know, we obviously don't know everyone's life situation, but that's why that's the point of us doing the podcast, is that I think that there should be some type of regulations, and we both do, on social media in general, whether it's different apps having different regulations, whether YouTube having, I mean, honestly, it's YouTube that should have the real regulations because
Absolutely.
You can monetize the platform so easily that is what should have real regulations uh-huh. on it, or at least like an advocate for the kids in some way.
I feel like Google is a good, smart group of people. They could figure something
totally
out.
They can totally figure it out.
I don't think it's our job to figure it out.
No. Like, I mean, we don't know how.
Y'all need to figure it out.
We don't know how. I mean, it's not our job to like figure it out, but I think it's our job to be able to talk about these things
and let
spread
them know.
Awareness that we need to put things in effect to help kids out.
And listen, I'm not against
Flamleys.
I'm not against the flaglies out there.
Families, yep.
The flaming families.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not against it. Like, I'm happy for everybody. But there are red flags. We've addressed them.
Totally. There's been red flags recently, and we're just kind of popping them out.
The red flags come up, like, every day more and more, though.
Exactly.
So it's a little shocking. But anyway, so that is that, kind of.
That's kind of what we wanted to talk about, and that's what we wanted to say. We'll go into the next segment, though. You guys will give us a little second. We're going to take a little break.
We're going to have a sip of water.
Yeah, we'll be right back. Thank you so much to Smalls for sponsoring this portion of Full Coverage. You guys, cat food, it's been the same forever. And it's time that we move our cat food from like just little kibble and little hard little pebbles to, you know, get into the 21st century. And that is what Smalls is.
I love Smalls cat food for my cats. You know, I'm a cat mama.
Yes.
And we feed our cats wet food for sure. We always have. But I've always, you know, looked at the ingredients and I'm like, I don't know what's right. You guys, Smalls is the one, and my cats actually like it. Smalls was started in 2017 when a couple of guys were at home cooking cat food in small batches for their friends. A few short years later, they've served millions of meals to cats around the world.
I am absolutely obsessed with that. I think that it's so cool that they are doing that. And I just, you know, we want to feed our little furry friends the best things that we can feed them. So give your cat the gift of great cat food this holiday season. Head to smalls.com/fool and use promo code FOOL at checkout for 50% off your first order plus free shipping. That's the best offer you'll find, but you have to use our code FOOL for 50% off your first order. One last time, that's promo code FOOL for 50% off your first order plus free shipping.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
We are so excited to tell you guys all about what is keeping us hydrated and healthy, and that is Taste Salud.
As many of you know, Manny and I love a good glow on the skin, and skincare is great, but hydration starts from within, babes. Salud's Hydration Plus Immunity Drink Mixes get straight to the root. Get ready to sparkle from the inside out.
They're the ultimate drink mix with a 2-in-1 benefits, 1 gram of sugar only, and authentic agua fresca flavor.
No, because let's talk about it. Hydration and immunity for the healthy glow, low calories, and authentic agua fresca flavors. Are you kidding me?
Baby, you have me at agua frescas. Flavors like Jamaica and horchata are nostalgic as hell to me. You know, just takes me right back to when, you know, I was at family functions and, you know, the parties in the backyard. And it just really makes me feel good drinking them, to be quite honest. And I can constantly drink them without worrying about too much sugar, which is lovely.
I personally love their clean ingredients. They're also vegan and gluten-free. They're so yummy and easy to incorporate into your daily water. So if you're ready to hydrate your body inside and out.
So if you're ready to relive nostalgic moments.
Head to tastesalud.com and use code FOOL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Taste the goodness, embrace the nostalgia, and cheers to health, babes.
Welcome back to our podcast. We are back and we are going to move into the secret segment.
We are doing secrets today, you guys. We're going to end it off with secrets. Maybe we'll do every other episode where we'll do like end it with a secret or end it with advice or whatever it might be.
Yep.
You know, either or, but I have some secrets pulled up.
I'm so excited. These always get so fucking crazy.
Laura loves them.
I like want a secret, like, I don't know. Like, I know. I stole a candy bar from the gas station.
No, they're always much more real.
Wild as hell. All right.
Much more. Okay.
Lay one on us.
So we have had a threesome with my then best friend and her husband. Had a threesome with my then best friend and her husband. .. He's my husband now.
Oh, that's why you don't do that. That's why you don't play. Right there.
You don't fuck around.
That's why you don't fuck around. Because then...
He's my husband now.
Uh-huh.
I literally, like, reading that, it makes me want to say, like, he's my husband now. It makes me want to have, like, this sexy, crazy voice.
Yeah. I feel like,
Had a threesome with my then best friend and her husband.
Let me tell you what's going to happen.
He's my husband.
Let me gonna tell you what's going to happen next. Shit is going to hit thy fan, and all three of y'all are going to be in a living hell with each other.
In a world of hurt.
A world of hurt. And all three of you. But I hope you had fun.
With the voice. I hope you had fun. But like the idea that you can sleep with your best friend and their husband and then no longer the best friend's out of the picture and it's you and the husband.
Girl, no. Tried it. Girl.
No. It's too much. It's too much. Like I physically, I'm unable. Like I can't.
I appreciate you sharing that secret with us.
The candor. We love the candor.
We love, because that was
that's
bold.
A doozy.
That's a doozy.
And it's bold, and we appreciate you for sharing that with us, because we live.
But mistakes have been made.
Okay. This one could also fall almost like into advice /
okay,
secret.
Okay. I love that.
Why does it bother me so much that my husband watches porn? How are other wives okay with it?
But like, how much is he watching?
I don't know. This is when we need more backstory.
We need more backstory. So let's say he's watching.
Let's say he's watching a ton every single day.
A ton every day.
And like instead of like being with her, he watches porn.
I would be very bothered.
I would be bothered too.
Mm-hmm.
Or let's say on the antithesis, like he just watches it here and there, but she's still bothered by just like here and there.
I feel like you could. I personally probably wouldn't be bothered by it, but I feel I could understand why you would be bothered by it.
But she's asking, why does it bother her so much? Like, why? Like, why does it bother her? Because
your husband's watching another woman fucking?
Yeah, because there's like this thing of like, there's almost like this jealousy in it. Like, mm-hmm. you almost feel like, well, why are you watching her and not watching me?
Yeah.
It becomes that. And like, that's not an abnormal feeling. Like,
porn
it's
addiction's
not,
real. I'm not trying to say this girl's husband has porn addiction, but it's real. And it's like a fine line. People get caught up in this fantasy world and porn, which isn't real life. And I'm mm-hmm. hoping the situation isn't that he's watching more porn than he's porning with his wife.
Of porning, yes, of course, more than he's porning with his wife. But like, what we're saying is that don't feel like you're weird for being like insecure about him watching a lot of porn.
Absolutely not.
Don't feel weird about that. No. Like, that's not something to feel weird about. I would feel, I think that if I was in that shoe, and let's say if he was watching it all the time, if he was like here and there, I would be like, girl,
I've never caught Ty watching porn before. Never.
Really?
I've never like caught him watching. I'm sure he has here and there, yeah. but I've like never seen it.
But what would you do if you did?
I don't know. I might just be like, because me and Ty are
like scoot over.
Like, we're very communicative. Yeah, like, yeah, we've yeah. been together. We kind of grew up together in a way forever. So mm-hmm. for us, like, we have a very, like, we communicate a lot.
Very open.
So I'd be like, oh my God, what are you watching?
yeah. No, that's honestly
Let
what
me see. Let me see.
Scoot over. I'm
yeah,
jumping on.
Yeah.
That's literally what it would be. But it's because, like, your relationship's not the same as everyone's, you know?
I know.
But I'm hoping that if you have an issue with it, you should probably definitely talk to him about
it. But if Ty was literally watching porn all the time.
That's weird.
It would be weird.
Yeah. I think it'd be weird, too. I wouldn't be cool with that.
Yeah.
It would need to
you
be...
You would tell Ty like, not to, wouldn't you?
I would. I mean, Ty, stop. What the fuck am I saying? Ty, stop watching porn. Go have sex with Laura.
Right now.
Right now. No, I would be really weirded out. If it was an all the time thing, I'd be weirded out as fuck.
Me too.
But
feel
it's not
that.
Abnormal to feel weirded out about it because it is like you're literally like he's oogling another person and that's not you.
Yeah.
And that's your husband.
Yeah.
It's weird. I mean, it's different if you're like watching porn together. If you're watching porn together,
I feel
whole different
though.
Situation.
I feel her.
Yeah.
Yeah. You got anything else?
Should I do one more?
Do one more.
I have
These
one
are so
more.
Fun.
I slept with my best friend's dad.
Is the best friend's dad single? They don't ever give us enough context.
We don't have enough context. It's just I slept with my best friend's dad.
I've seen a lot of this on TikTok.
It's very a fantasy.
It is.
It's very a fantasy.
We've all had it. Growing up, I've never been attracted to one of my friend's dads.
I think I have a little.
Oh, I know you have.
I feel like I have a little bit.
Never. But I will say, now that I'm older, like, I find, like, men in, like, their 50s.
Attractive.
Very attractive.
Right. Like,
45, 50.
As you've gotten older.
Some men, they be looking better and better with age.
They be aging good,
Ty looks better with age.
Absolutely.
Every year it gets hotter and I get uglier.
No, you don't.
I don't know what to do.
You get prettier and prettier. You're like fine wine, just getting better with age.
Oh, I wish.
But, no, I mean, I definitely have been attracted to like friends.
You
stats
like
before.
Older men.
Okay, sexually.
Yeah.
But not like dating.
Manny is looking for a bear between the ages of 40 and 50 to take him.
I'm not
him.
Looking for a bear specifically.
He
Laura
is.
Swears I'm not looking
he
for a
is.
Bear. I'm looking for love.
Sure. How young would you date?
How young would I date?
What's the youngest age you would like be in a relationship with?
I would say. That's a really good question, honestly. Because I feel like I'm all about, like, connection. Mm-hmm. And, like, if you're mature for your age, that's awesome. But, like, I don't
okay,
think I would go lower.
Okay, when does that happen?
I mean, not often.
Exactly.
Unless, like, they've gone through some crazy shit.
Yeah.
Then usually it happens. But, like anything, like, 21 and lower, no.
Manny, that is so young.
I know. That's what I'm saying, no.
I don't think I could tolerate a child.
Well, the thing is, like, I know. So, like, my brother uh-huh. was dating someone recently. And they were 7 years apart, and it worked so gorgeously, and I loved that. And I was like, okay, well, 7 years could be, like, my limit, too.
But how old is your brother?
Lower. He's 26.
See, you could if you dated a 26-year-old, mm-hmm. I would be like, absolutely. Like, that
totally.
Could definitely be a moment.
Mm-hmm.
But when you're in them young 20s, girl, I'm only speaking from experience.
No,
you have to remember,
100%.
I used to be in my young 20s,
yes.
and I'm like, I did not need to be in a mature relationship.
100%.
Oh, man.
It just honestly really depends on everyone's, like, maturity levels too. Like I've met 30-year-olds that are acting like 18-year-olds.
Acting a fool.
And I've met 21-year-olds that act like 30-year-olds.
Yeah.
So it's like it really just depends on that, but I wouldn't go younger than like 7 years.
Okay.
Younger than me.
Love it.
I think that'd be
just
like my
was
limit.
Curious thought
and
I'd
older
ask.
Wise, I don't really have a limit.
If I were divorced, I will never be divorced. But if I were single and was dating, I would only date someone probably 35 to 40.
Yeah.
Above. I wouldn't date anyone younger than me.
Yeah.
And they also need to have their shit fully together because I'm not helping with that.
You're like, I'm not going to be a sugar mama.
I've already done it myself, like gotten my shit together.
Yes, yes.
So now I would, if I
need to get your shit together too.
Yes, that person needs to have it together. And if I need to be single forever because I can't find that, that's fine too.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, I believe wholeheartedly in the fact that like I would rather be happily single than sad with someone.
Oh yeah,
I always do that, and I'll never like.
That's good advice.
I'll never get like stoop myself lower just for the idea of being with someone,
right?
Because I feel lonely.
Right, that's really I'm good advice. Like maybe some people need to hear that.
Oh, I hope that does resonate with some people. But
yeah,
I've never been like that. I've never even been in a full long term relationship because I'm not the settled type. So
yeah. We hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
We hope you loved it.
We end on a relationship note.
Uh-huh. Oh my God, I'm so excited that like this is our first episode that like we've got to hear feedback and just like it's cool to me.
And get to like talk back and with talk. You guys.
Yes, it's been cool.
P.S. Shout out to Ty who's helping us.
With the setup.
Oh, thank you, Ty.
Bless his
love
heart
you.
And soul.
Ty is going to be running a lot of the show.
We need him.
Ty
and
runs majority of my show.
Well, honestly, Tyler's amazing.
He is. He's
so
the
we're
best.
Lucky to have him.
He's literally like, tell me what do you need? I'll get it. I'll set it
up. He's the best. We are lucky to have him.
We are.
Because I have him as well.
You do.
Like, honestly, because I'm besties with Laura, I'm also besties with Tyler. Like, it's.
You literally,
it's
me, a me and Manny rarely hang out without Ty.
It's rare.
Yeah.
Like, Tyler's always there and he's always present. He's always part of the conversations.
Yes. He
like
loves
he's there.
It. I'll even tell him like Manny's coming over tonight, so you know, like no golf.
Don't
or anything.
Do anything.
Yeah, don't
exactly,
do anything.
Exactly.
So.
Exactly.
He gets excited when you come over. He loves hanging out with you.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear. I love Tyler.
Me too.
I love you both, obviously. So
we love you.
But that's it, you guys. That's it for episode number 4.
We hope you guys enjoyed. Be sure to smash that subscribe button or follow, rate, and review us if you are listening on Spotify or Apple Podcasts.
Please, we would really, really appreciate you guys. This is our, again, new thing for us. We want to be able to
do the best. We're trying to build this. We're trying to grow this thing to our best. So we hope you guys are enjoying it.
Share it. Tell your friends. Tell your mom.
It helps us so much when we get shared.
Please, we really, really appreciate it. And reviews and things like that. So we will love that. And with that being said,
we'll catch you in the next episode.
Bye, you guys.
Bye.
Mwah.
Manny, you know how we're always looking out for the perfect drink, whether it's a cocktail or mocktail?
Mm-hmm.
I have two words for you. Taste salud.
Oh my God, Laura, are we telling our listeners our secret find this soon?
Yes, we can't gatekeep any longer. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, picture this. The convenience of an on-the-go mocktail drink mix that's just waiting for a splash of tequila to turn it into a delicious cocktail.
That sounds like our kind of party. You know, obviously mocktails for me and cocktails for you.
Isn't the taste shocking? Their Paloma and Strawberry Margarita mocktails taste just like the real deal.
So the gag is, not only is the taste amazing, what about the fact that the calories? Okay, let's talk about the calories. Salud drinks mixes only have 1 gram of sugar and take the thinking out of the decision making. We're so done drinking our calories in 2024.
Yes, we are. Also, the thought of everything, taste, convenience, and all the added benefits like hydration, immunity in your cocktail.
Mm-hmm. It's a serious, serious game changer. So whether it's a cocktail with a kick or a mocktail that tastes like a dream for us sober dolls, Salud has us covered.
They're the absolute best. That's why Manny and me love them. If you're ready to try the best mocktails out there, head to tastesalud.com and use FULL10 for 10% off your first purchase.
Cheers to that, and honestly, cheers to authentic flavors. Let's drink to good taste and good health.